Second parak of Trumas Mishnah Beis, a continuation of the idea on the previous Mishnah of Truma from Tar al Hatzonei. So the previous Mishnah we discussed when I'm giving the Koyin to Tar. Now we're talking about the other way around. Ein Tar and Natamin al Tar. I produce which is Tar, and I'm pronouncing the Tamei produce I have as Truma on the Tar part. Now here's an improper thing to do. Why should I give the Koyin Tamei produce which he can't use? The im taram, if he did so, shoygeg shumas shuma. If the evidence the shuma does work, but and therefore, if he did it unintentionally, we will not give maknas, and it works. Mazen, if he did it intentionally, then we give maknas, lezo klum, and the shuma does not take effect, and he has to take another shuma out. Same situation. Levi had maisa. Now the halacha is that when Levi gets the mitzvah, he has to take off the truma's mitzvah. One tenth of this mitzvah he has to give to the kohen. So he has the same situation that the mitzvah he had was tamei, and he's now proclaiming that mitzvah, truma's mitzvah, on other mitzvah he has. Same problem as the beginning of the Mishnah, that he's being mafish from the tamei on the tar. So if it was a shegig, mashallah, if he did it unintentionally, he didn't realize that it was tamei, then it takes effect. But mazid, if he did it intentionally, to get rid of the tummy stuff and give it to the coin, which is not so usable for the coin. And also klum, Chacham said that when mevatel, the shuma does not take effect. And the Yehuda Aimer, if he originally knew that this is tummy, Avi should shogeg lo yosu klum. Afterwards, he claims that he forgot that he knew it, was still given the knas. You know, this is more negligence that he, at one point of his time, knew clearly this was tummy, and now he's claiming that he forgot.